Just the other day, I had the simple joy of folding sheets with my partner Charlie. The first act of making your bed. Bedmaking seems to hold a significance far beyond its role, which is essentially preparing somewhere for your dog to lie down, and then they let you lie down for a few hours while they snore and dribble in the best bit of it. When you were growing up, how many times did you hear the words, "Go and make your bed"? We might judge a new partner by the state of their bed. Indeed, in these weird times, our partners may look like an unmade bed themselves. Making a bed well, and immediately on getting out of it, ideally 7 a.m, realistically 4:30 a.m, apparently means we are good people. We are in control of our lives if we do the first task of our day perfectly. Military life begins each day with you making your bed flawlessly. Mitered corners, not a wrinkle in the blanket, and then the shouty sergeant comes along to check, bounces a dollar coin in the middle of the bed, and if it doesn't spring back into her hands, the bed is ripped apart and you have to start all over again. And then there's the classic version of "I told you so," but in a more opaque form, "You've made your bed, now lie in it." The people who said this to you were often the ones who told you to go and make your bed in the first place. But with a bed of criticism like that, what happens when you get out of that bed on the wrong side? I'm beginning to feel nervous about getting into bed tonight, especially with the phrase, "adversity makes strange bedfellows." Who's going to be in there? Stalin? Beds should be safe places, not places of judgment. Our beds are most private of places, and now on national TV or the workplace Zoom meeting for us all to view, thanks to endless talking heads with their beds as the backdrop. Could they at least turn the camera around? In these strange days, our lives have turned into an apple pie bed. We began the year expecting certain things to happen. Parties, work, family gatherings, travel, earning money. And we have nearly reached October and nothing has turned out how we predicted, wanted or wished. And the irony of being so unsettled is that we are nearly always at home. So how will we ever settle again? Okay, here's a recipe for a simple joy. 1. Wash your sheets and dry them in sunshine. 2. Fold them with a special friend. Don't bother with a fitted sheet. Anyone who says they can fold them is lying. Fitted sheets do not count on Judgment Day. Folding pillowcases does, though. Number 3. Make your bed, preferably with the same special friend. Pull the sheets tight, but not too much. Do the French way of putting on the duna cover, plump your pillows, put your teddy bear on the pillow, and do not, I repeat, do not do a TV interview in front of the bed. Do it in the loo instead.